Sri Krishna Janmashtami 2010, different prayers and verses in glorification of Krishna, his various aspects as being Swayam Bhagavan, being the most beautiful form of the Lord, most merciful form of the Lord, known as Brijendranandan, controlled by the prema of the Brijvasis. Now we want to read selected prayers, simply glorifying the Lord, spoken by the Lord's great devotees, and sometimes by the Lord Himself. Namamishvaram Satchidanandarupam Lasat Kundalam Gokule Brajamanam Yashoda Biyoluka Ladvavamanam Paramrista Matyantato Drutya Gopya. Satyavratamuni offer this prayers. Satyavratamuni said, as Damodar Ashtakam number 1, I, Satyavratamuni, worship the Ishvara, Supreme Ishvaram. I bow down to the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna, who is the embodiment of eternity, knowledge, and bliss, whose form is Satchidananda. He wears Lasat Kundalam with swinging earrings, shark Makara Kundala, Makara earrings which are swinging back and forth and playing upon his cheeks. That Damodar shines in the transcendental Dham of Goloka, Gokule Brajamanam, and who once broke the yogurt pot of Mother Yashoda and became very fearful of Mother Yashoda. Yashoda Bia, Lukalad, Davamanam, and he ran away due to his fear very quickly. He was chased by Mother Yashoda, who caught him from behind, even though he was hastily running. She caught him from behind and tied him up. This shows that the Supreme Ishvara, Sri Krishna, is controlled by the love of his mother. And this verse, the devotee glorifies Krishna as Nandalal, that Supreme Parabrahman Krishna, Bhagavan, is crawling in the courtyard of Nanda Maharaj. So let me worship that Nanda Baba, said the great devotee and associate of Lord Chaitanya, named Raghupati Upadhyaya. In Madhya Lila, 1996, he said, Shrutim Pare Smritim Itare Paratam Anye Bhajantu Bhava Bita Ahamiha Nandam Vande Yasilinde Parambrahma. Those who are afraid of material existence, Bhavabhita, they worship the Vedic literature. Some worship the Shrutis, Shruti Apare Smritim Itare, and others worship the Smritis, and some worship the Mahabharat. Let them do so. But for me, I will always worship Nanda Baba, because in his courtyard, the absolute truth, Parabrahma Sri Krishna, is crawling there on his knees. So this shows how Krishna is controlled by the love of the Brijvasis. Now some selected prayers to glorify Sri Krishna on this most auspicious day of his Janmotsav, Sri Krishna Jayanti, Sri Krishna Janmashtami. And this is Sri Chaitanya glorifying Jagannath during a Rath Yatra in Puri. He was folded his hands and looked longingly and lovingly and tearfully at the blooming lotus eyes and face of Lord Jagannath, Brijendranandan Krishna. And then Mahaprabhu and Radhabhav offered this beautiful prayer. O Jagannath, Namo Brahmanya Devaya, Go Brahmana Hitaya Cha, Jagadaya Krishnaya, Govindaya Namo Nama. O Jagannath, O Krishna, O Govinda. Let me offer my respectful obeisances unto Lord Krishna, who is worshipable deity for all persons inclined to spiritual development. He is a well-wisher of the cows and brahmanas and the benefactor of all living beings of the world. Jagat-hitaya. And that Krishna is known to all as Govinda, Govindaya Namo Nama. Unto that Govinda, I offer my repeated obeisances. And this verse, Vyasadeva is glorifying the power of Krishna's katha. Krishna katha is so powerful that someone absorbs himself in Krishna katha, the Leela katha of Krishna, he will very soon have darshan of Krishna's lotus feet. Srimad Bhagavatam 1.8.36. Shinvanti gayanti krinantya yabhikshnasha swaranti nandanti tavehitam jana teva pashyant yachirena tavakam bhava pravaho paramam padam bhujam. O Krishna, those who continuously hear, chant and repeat your transcendental activities, or take pleasure in others doing that activity, he certainly will see your lotus feet, which alone can stop the repetition of birth and death. This is from Mukunda Muktavali in the Stavamala by Rupa Goswami Pad. Brajavipina Chandram Smara. Remember Sri Krishna, the moon of the forest of Braja. Navajaladara Varnam Champokabasi Karnam Vikasita Nalinasyam Visparan Mandahasyam Kanakaruchidukulam Charabarhavachulam Kamapi Nikilasaram Nomi Gopi Kumaram. I worship the darling son of a gopi, whose complexion is like that of a fresh rain cloud. Krishna's attractive ears are decorated with champak flowers, and his blossoming lotus face is always decorated with a mild, shining smile. Govinda wears a yellow garment, which resembles the luster of molten gold. Gopinath's head is adorned with a crown of beautiful peacock feathers. Gopinath is a quintessence of the three worlds. That Gopinath is an ocean of elegance. He's always enacting various amorous pastimes. Mukajita Sharadindu Ke Lavanya Sindhu Karavinhita Kandarbalavi Pranabandhu Vaparupa Srikavrenu Kakshanikshipta Venur Vachnavishaga Denu Patumam Nandasunu. May I, Rupa Goswami, be protected by that Sri Nanda Nandan, whose face defeats the beauty of the moon in the Sharad season. Nanda Nandan, or Nandalal, is an ocean of elegance, forever enacting playful, amorous pastimes. In his hand he holds a ball of flowers. He's the life and soul of the Brajaramani gopis. Krishna's body is beautified in the afternoon by the Goduli. His flute is tucked in his belt, and simply by his melodious voice he directs the cows. Once in Puri, during Mahaprabhu's time, Mahaprabhu's mercy was seen manifested in a seven-year-old child known as Kavi Karnapur, who spoke this beautiful verse, glorifying Krishna as the ornament of the gopi's heart. Chaitanya Charitamrita, Antya 1674. Shavaso Kavalayam Akshnor Anjanam Uraso Mahendra Mani Dhamma Vrindavana Ramaniyam Ramaninam Mandaram Akiliyam Akilam Akilam Harir Jayati. Sri Krishna is just like a blue lotus flower for the ears. Govinda's ointment for the eyes, a necklace of Indranila gems for the chest, and Gopinath is the ornament of the gopi's heart. Let that Sri Hari Krishna be ever glorified. All glories to Sri Hari Sri Krishna. He is the ornament of all ornaments. This is a beautiful meditation on Sri Krishna, reality of the beautiful. Mustavakavadrum. Arhapida biramam ramam mrigamadatilakam kundala kranta gandam kanjaksham kambakantam smitasubhagamukam swadare nyastavenam shamam shantam chibanga ravikaravasanam pushitam vajyantya Vande Vrindavanastam Yuvati Shatavitam Brahmagopala Vesham. I worship that Parabrahma, Parabrahma, whose crown is decorated with a peacock feather, whose raised forehead is marked with tilak made of musk, black kasturi tilak, whose Makara Kundala earrings swing around his ears. Govinda's eyes resemble blossoming lotus flowers. Damodar's neck has three lines like a conch shell. Mukunda's lotus face is graced with a gentle smile. And Vamshidhari holds a flute to his bimba fruit-like lips. Giridhari's bodily complexion is like that of a fresh monsoon cloud. Ghanashyam is supremely peaceful, and Shamsundar stands in a delightful threefold bending posture. Radharaman's yellow cloth is resplendent like the rays of the sun, and Achyuta Govinda is adorned with a victory flower garland. And that Radharaman Ramani, Raman, is surrounded on all sides by hundreds of gopis. That Vrindavan Chandra resides in Sridham Vrindavan in the guise of a gopa. This is from Gopal Sahasranam number 28, describing how Krishna is always surrounded by unlimited cowherd maidens, the damsels, the coward damsels of Braj. Kasturi tilakam lalata patale vakshastale kostubam nasa grevara moktikam karatale venu kare kankanam sarvange harichandanam sulalitam kanteja muktavali gopastri bariveshtito ijayate gopala chudamani. Gopendra's forehead is decorated with kasturi tilak. Upon the chest of Navakishore rests a kostuba jewel. An exquisite pearl adorns the tip of Madhava's nose. In his lotus hand, Govinda holds the flute. Bracelets adorn the beautiful wrists of Gokula Chandra. His entire form is adorned with chandan. A necklace of pearls graces Vidagdha Madhav's charming neck. Gopinath is surrounded by coward maidens. All glories unto he, Gopal, who is the crest jewel of the coward boys, Gopala Chudamani. This is from Sri Savakapadrum, Sri Bangalalitam. Vamshi Nastasya Chandram Smitayutam Atulam Pitavastram Varenyam Kanjaksham Savardaksham Navagana Sadrisham Mbharachudam Sharanyam Tribhangir Bhangimangam Bhajivatiyutam Dvastakeshyari Shuram Vande Srinandasunam Madhurarasatanam Durya Madhurya Puram Vande Srinandasunam Madhurarasatanam Durya Madhurya Puram Durya Madhurya Puram Madhurarasatanam Madhurarasatanam Durya Madhurya Puram Srinandasunam Vajrasatanam Durya Madhurya Puram. I worship Srinandanandan, who presses a flute to his lips. Nandanandan's gentle smile exudes an incomparable brilliance. Nandalal is attired in excellent yellow cloth. Yashodadulala's eyes are like lotuses. Igdagda Krishna is expert in all the arts, and Ghanasyam's bodily complexion is like a fresh monsoon cloud. Vanamali Sri Krishna is adorned with the peacock feather crown, and he's the shelter of those who surrender to him. Priyatam stands in a delightful threefold bending posture, and Radhikanath is surrounded by the youthful maidens of Braj. Keshi Nisudana subdues demons like Keshi, and Madhurya Madhav is the abode of infinite sweetness, and Rasaraj Krishna is the very embodiment of Madhurya Ras. It's from Padyavali, written by Sri Sharadakara. It describes how Krishna's handsome form is worshipped by the gopis' sidelong glances. Kalindivarakantamindivaranam Parhavatam sapriyam Shiva vatsankam udarakostubam kostubadaram pitambaram sundaram gopinam nayanat palarchitatunam gopagopasangavritam govindam kalavenu varana param devyanga bhushnam bhaje. I worship Govinda, whose complexion is the color of a blossoming blue lotus flower. Gopakishore's face is like the moon, and he's fond of wearing peacock feather in his crown. The chest of Madhava bears the mark of Shivats and is adorned with Kostubamani. Gopati is attired in beautiful yellow garments. Vajramohan's sublime form is worshipped by the gopis' sidelong glances. And Gopendra is surrounded by multitudes of cows and gopas. The Murlidhar is absorbed in playing sweet melodies on his flute. Damodar's body is decorated with divine ornaments. Namo Nalina Netraya Venu Vinodani Madara Surapana Shalini Vanamalini. I offer my repeated obeisances to that beautiful lotus-eyed Lord Sri Krishna, who delights in playing his flute. He regularly drinks the sudapan, adara sudapan of Radhika, the nectar of her lips. Vanamali, a vanamal mala, a garland of beautiful flowers adorns his neck. Krishnaya Vasudevaya Hariye Paramatmane Pranata Klesha Nashaya Govindaya Namo Nama. Srimad Bhagavatam 10.73.16. Appearing as the son of Vasudev, that Sri Krishna is my worshipful Lord, to whom I offer repeated obeisances. He is Hari, who steals away illusion, and he's the ultimate person. He destroys material desires, and he destroys the distress of his devotees. He pleases the cows, the senses, and the Brijvasis. I offer my obeisances to that Lord Govinda. Krishnaya Vasudevaya Devaki Nandanaya Cha Nanda Gopakumaraya Govindaya Namo Nama. Mother Kunti prays, he has become the son of Vasudev. He is the bliss of Devaki. Gopakumar of Nanda and the other coward men of Vrindavan. He is Govinda, the enlivener of the senses and cows. I offer my obeisances over and over again to that all-attractive Lord Sri Krishna. Kunjavihariyashtakam Rupa Goswami. Radhika Varana Chandra Chakora Sarva Balava Varajriti Chora Charchari Chatura Tanchita Chari Charuta Jayati Kunjavihari Charutu Charuto Jayati Kunjavihari. All glories to Sri Krishna, who enjoys transcendental pastimes in Vrindavan forest. He is a Chakora bird that drinks the moonlight of Sri Radhika's face. Radhika Varana Chandra Chakora. Kunjavihari steals away the composure of all the gopis, skillfully clapping his hands in the charchari rhythm. Kunjavihari dances gracefully. Thus ends the prayers and glorification of Sri Krishna. Sri Krishna Jayanti Ki Jai.